is What's on Your Mind on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. I'm Scott Hennon. Mark Skogerbo is here, host of the program, The Common Sense Club. It'll be here later today, 2 until 5. How are you, Mark?
Nauseated. Somebody gave me the most perverse jelly beans on earth last night.
Oh, no, now we have to tell that story, don't we?
Oh, my gosh, Scott.
You know, I forgot also to tell a story about my experience I had over the weekend making pizza corner pizzas.
Yeah, cool.
So we have a couple of stories to get caught up on here, don't we? First, I want to talk about a story that happened Saturday night, but we really first heard about in detail yesterday. And that is a man walking in to Mass Saturday night, Ray, North Dakota, St. Michael's Church, with a shotgun.
How awful.
And I was just talking to a friend of mine who was at Mass and describing the details of it. He's going to join us for a few minutes a little later on in the hour.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Holy cow.
And, you know, he said, I was just chatting with him this morning, he said, totally unusual not to have kids there. And there's always kids at Mass, at a minimum, the altar servers.
Right.
Right, but usually some other kids in the, and by the grace of God, there were no kids there to have to, you know, endure that. Can you imagine?
Wow.
The youngest, young teacher, 20-something teacher, but no children. So anyway.
Maybe the guardian angels were busy.
Exactly. Sounds like,
I'm not sure that guardian angels can read minds. This has been a subject of debate. You know, God is inscrutable and omnipresent, but angels have some limitations. They're charged to protect little children.
Only, by the grace of God, they weren't there to see that, and because it would be a difficult situation to get over. And even, obviously, if you're an adult and you're going through that, thinking, what's going on here?
And who knows what's going to trigger this maniac who killed his mother and wife?
Right, and obviously they don't know that, but imagine after the fact you find out that, you know, you were.
That's the stuff nightmares are made of, man.
Father Benny, who I've met before, has the parishes in Stanley and Ray, and maybe one other, but I know for sure Stanley and Ray. And, this friend of mine was telling me just, the guy walked in the middle of the sermon, commanded the priest to come down, handed him a garbage bag, said, go get some money here, and said the priest easily could have ducked out of a side door, you know what I mean, and to get out of there, but came right down to it, facing the barrel of the shotgun all the way down the aisle.
God bless him.
Yeah.
That kind of selfless courage, that's an example. Nobody will ever forget that.
Very true. He's a neat guy, too. So, anyway, but boy, oh boy, I tell you. Now, it's renewed, obviously, the debate about the legislative session just having, in case you missed this, the legislature had a debate about whether or not churches could decide themselves to have designated individuals be armed, all right? And it did not pass, which I didn't understand. I'm not so sure.
This guy probably would have been gone if there were three or four guys were armed in that church.
Right.
But now think about it. Think about this. Now it's happened. Every time you have a thing, an action, you have a reaction. There's going to be a lot of people clamoring for church for guns in church, like that one in Aurora, Colorado. One armed man killed the guy that came in there loaded for bear and loaded up with automatic weapons and killed him and saved everybody in the church. One armed man. Same thing happened when that killer guy, I think there was an armed person there that stopped the killer. I don't know.
Always been of the belief that, just the facts prove out more guns, less crime, right?
Right.
I mean, and the gun in the hand of a law-abiding citizen is the best defense against some evildoer. I really believe that. And that's why it's sad when you hear about gun-free zones. A mall, where was that last night?
Yeah. Gun-free zones is where most of this stuff happens.
Yeah. Gun-free zones, unfortunately, is the
what the terrorists call soft targets.
Exactly, it's a magnet for this kind of stuff to happen, which is why I believe we ought to remove this. In fact, one of the arguments back to the legislative session was to say, look, you don't have to advertise this, but if churches have the ability to allow this. Nobody knows whether they've gone down that path or not.
Right.
So there at least is the potential deterrent. If you, you know, even if the churches ultimately don't decide to designate individuals to be at various services armed, a perpetrator now has to wonder, do they or don't they? Anyway, first and foremost, my heart goes out to the folks of St. Mike's Parish in Ray. You know, and just think about, I mean, there's a little community in the middle of the oil patch that is already bursting at the seams and going through all kinds of things, and then this obviously completely unrelated to anything to do with the oil boom. This is just some individual who was fleeing the situation in Illinois, heading down Highway 2, by pure chance ends up there. But I can imagine one would be a little rattled after having endured something like that. Anyway,
I wonder if attendance will go up or down.
Yeah, hopefully they'll rally together as a community.
Will that crazed lightning ever strike twice? I don't think so.
More on the story at the bottom of the hour. We have some clips from Dale Wetzel's reporting on this. We're also going to chat with a friend of mine, farmer from near Ray, by the name of Tom Wheeler, who will join us today to talk about that ordeal for a couple of minutes. So we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. What do you make? This Obamacare thing is just unbelievable, isn't it? The reality of this is hitting home. Number one,
it's really stark.
And it's
already causing death watch.
Death watch. What do you mean?
Rush had an amazing story on there about a woman on chemotherapy with going to MD Anderson in Houston, lives in L.A., is in the wrong county. This thing, they can't even transfer plans across county lines. She's dropped by her coverage, her great coverage, has no coverage, and is dying of stage 4 cancer. And if she doesn't, if she's denied her care, she will die. This is real.
And what I find amazing is that all the predictions of the bad things that would come as a result of this are topic du jour. They're everywhere.
You know, Dave Racer had been ahead of this curve by 5 years, you know, talking about this would happen. Here, he didn't know why he was laboring in this vineyard. He's a very committed Christian man, and he is a voice of real focused reason, you know. And like Rush said, Palin is being totally vindicated about death panels. It really is. You know, this is real. Cruz was not a fanatic. Cruz was standing up desperately against this horrific travesty of justice.
Do you remember when President Obama was telling us if you like your doctor, you keep it. If you like your plan, you keep it. You remember?
Period.
That?
Yeah. He punctuated with just intense acclamation.
Well, what he meant to say was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. I didn't remember him saying that. Do you?
No, period was period. It didn't have any codicils, nothing. No dot, dot, dot. The liberals like ellipses taking words out.
Here's his quote. What we said was you can keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed.
Everybody on earth knows he's lying.
But what does that even does that mean? What we said was you can keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. I can't even make sense of that.
This is way past dissembling. This is bald-faced lying.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Babble. Is it babble?
And if it changed, it doesn't change by itself. Remember, he unilaterally made many changes himself, which is not a legislative function constitutionally.
Do gay people and transgender people have a need for workplace protection?
No.
Different story, but the Senate passed a bill that advances
workplaces need protection.
Senate advances gay rights bill that would create workplace protections for gay and transgender people in all 50 states.
What that means is extra special treatment and at the expense of faith-based companies and churches. These are people come prancing in there dressed in most bizarre fashions, flaunting and flaunting their sexuality. I'm sorry, folks, this is not right.
Senator Hoeven voted against it.
Bless him.
Senator Heitkamp voted in favor of it.
Shame on her. We need recall.
Speaker Boehner opposes it, and so it faces an uncertain future in the House.
No, it's going to fail in the House. Every House member is up for reelection.
So it's
I'm hoping we can get Yana on because they talk about case in point how this is extra special. It's like the whole BS about the bullying bill. This is forcing twisted lifestyle down our throats against our will.
Steve Bockett will join me. He'll give you a preview of our guests and topics for hours two and three of What's on Your Mind. Mark back at the bottom of the hour for more on that horrific situation this weekend in Ray at St. Michael's Church. Stay tuned.
Steve Bockett and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rate, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Steve Bockett and I will welcome a couple of guests, as well as listeners from all across the Northern Plains, and chat about what's on your mind today. The North Dakota Farm Bureau's collegiate coordinators are going to be here and talk about Route 1000, a program of the Farm Bureau. It's actually a teen driving program. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about how the Farm Bureau is building ag leaders through a variety of activities, including discussion meets. I'm looking forward to finding out what a discussion meet is all about. There's one tonight at NDSU. You can circle the calendar and take in. We'll find out about that. The folks at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and Capital RV Center are sponsoring a free post-Veterans Day meal in Bismarck. Really neat idea, and a great way to salute our vets. So we're going to talk with them about that fun event. We're going to chat with Max Schneider. a Democrat from Grand Forks and the North Dakota Senate Minority Leader. The headlines have been dominated about the story of the oil spill north of Tioga. And this prompted Senator Schneider to call for mandatory oil spill reporting to the public. A lot of folks are, of course, jumping on that. Maybe we ought to have mandatory reporting for lightning. And whenever there's a lightning, we could have some mandatory reporting and say, you know, okay, I saw some lightning. Let's call the governor. I don't care what time, day or night, and let him know there could have been some damage from that lightning. Maybe that's I'll suggest that to Mac maybe a little later on in the program. So anyway, those are our guests, and we'll hit lots of other topics, including whether the incident in Ray is all the evidence we need to reopen the debate of allowing law-abiding citizens with the approval of the church authorities to arm themselves in church. What do you think, Steve?
You know, I was a little skeptical when that piece of legislation came up because it's like, well, why is that needed? Oh, my gosh. Exactly why. Now, the thing is, there were several members of that congregation that were in attendance that night that do have concealed carries and would have been legal to carry their gun with permission from their pastor, but were not. But it does point out, you know, Kim Koppelman, well, he might have been onto something.
Well, here's my deal. My blanket statement would be in every instance. You cannot be. It's always better to have law-abiding citizens have guns. And I think this idea of okay, it's okay there, but it's not okay there, is silly, in my view. When we're talking about law-abiding citizens, trained, and in the case of the churches, they even go a different layer. It isn't just though you know, right? If you got concealed carry, bring it. You have to you know do so with the approval of the church. So they have a system. So it really was even watered down from that. However, I will say this. You know, I think to every time an incident like this happens, have a reaction to say, sort of like, you know, oh, we need to monitor lightning. You know, I mean, because some act of God happened to cause a pipeline to leak. It was an accident. Accidents happen. You know, evil, crazy people are going to do evil things. However, I was a supporter before the incident in Array, and I'm a supporter after, and I'm wondering, just because human nature generally says when something like this happens, you have a hue and a cry and, you know, and try and want to solve it. That's sort of what political folks do, so maybe it'll be just what we need.
That's the bigger point. It doesn't matter if it's lightning, if it's a school shooting, or a shooting in a mall, like there was just another potential or an incident like this in a church. You can't protect all people from all things because then you're going to stop living your life. You know, just bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen in generic situations all the time. You can't protect everybody from everything at all times. Like the federal government wants to step in quite often and do.
Anyway, so that's a topic we'll tackle today on the program. Another question I have is workplace protections for gay and transgender people. Do we have a problem in North Dakota, or is this pandering to a group of folks who, in the case of Democrats, is a good constituency? You know, in my view, it's a group of folks looking for special rights. They want to be defined by their sexuality. And they're on a mission to get all kinds of special rights and be treated differently. And they have politicians that pander to them. That's my take on that. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're 100% right. You know, this kind of goes back to my last point. You can't protect all people at all times from all things, nor should you. You know, when you start nitpicking down and getting down to that level, it's like, it comes down to the majority as opposed to what one person get picked on. So we need to change the laws for everybody. How do you do that?
And you know, here's the deal. They're human beings. I you know, the idea that we need to define people by their sexuality and say treat them differently, or hey, do not treat your fellow coworker, treat your neighbor, treat your friends and enemies alike. Love one another, right? I mean, that's just basic human-to-human treatment here. The idea that we need to have a law that says, no, we're gonna protect these people because of their sexuality is... So I'm not being cruel and, and heartless and saying, throw them to the wolves. However they get treated, they get treated. I'm number one saying, is this a problem? Is this a problem? And I don't believe it is. I think it's pandering by political folks that are looking to score points and get some campaign coffers filled by a group, by the way, that writes big checks. And that was one of the reasons President Obama doubled down with the gay lobby to get money. That was pandering. That's what it was, and it was trying to fill his coffers. But I'd rather we just treat each other, whether we're red, blue, green, or white, alike.
Well, then you get into the situation of, okay, how far down the road do you dare go? Because, well, obviously the government has to protect everybody from everybody else. Well, now they have to protect you from yourself. Go ahead. Draw that line. I don't trust anybody to tell me where that line is. Do you trust the government to tell you where that line is or anybody else? That's my line.
All right, so we're going to talk about that today. Here's a good one. And by the way, the North Dakota Insurance Department is asking providers now, tell us the enrollment. We want to know the cancellation numbers, trying to get a handle on this. Good for Adam Hamm. It's time to engage, get involved, and find out how citizens are being impacted by the federal government. I'm glad that's happening. President Obama's asking for a do-over on his, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your plan, you can keep him, period. That's been amended now to say, well, what we said was, you can keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. I can't even understand what that means. So we're going to talk about that.
The fly is what
sure
the problem
they are.
Is.
Also glad to see that residents in Bismarck are gathering to talk property taxes. Again, this is important. Get engaged. Get answers on city spending. Dig into those budgets and let them know at a minimum you're watching. Those topics and more when we come back at the top of the hour with Stephen on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is a solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620. Or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hinn on KTGO 1090 Radio. Tioga, Ray, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead. Mentioned at the top of the hour, we learned more yesterday about this story in Ray, North Dakota, Saturday night mass, St. Michael's Church. Dale Wetzel from our Great Plains Examiner news team has a summary and some reaction from elected leaders, and then we're going to chat with someone that was actually at Mass in the pews on Saturday night. Stay tuned here. Here's Dale's
report. This year, the North Dakota legislature made it legal for people to carry guns in church under certain conditions. West Fargo State Representative Kim Koppelman says last weekend's incident at a northwestern North Dakota church shows that lawmakers made the right call.
Before, where churches were essentially gun-free zones, and anyone wishing to do harm with a firearm, looking for a place where they could do that, where they could be relatively assured there would be no other guns, they could target churches. And now they're going to have to think twice.
A man robbed a congregation at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Ray during Saturday Mass. Billy Varner was carrying a shotgun. No shots were fired and nobody was injured. Varner was arrested shortly after he left the church. Koppelman sponsored the new law. It says someone may carry a gun in church if he or she has permission from church leaders. The person also needs to have a concealed weapons license and gun training.
It's very important that churches not be gun-free zones, that it's not the business of government to tell a church that they cannot allow a weapon on their property. It's the business of the church and its leadership. And that's what our law in North Dakota does now.
St. Michael's Church Council member Mike Wyrock says he and several other people in the congregation have concealed carry permits. Wyrock says he didn't have a gun during the incident. He says even if he did, he wouldn't have used it unless Varner started shooting.
First of all, the church councils have to approve it. But if I would have had a weapon with me, I would not have pulled it, simply because the odds of him getting a shot off before he could be taken out would have been extremely high.
Wyrock says if a gunfight broke out, several people in the church probably would have been hit by shotgun pellets.
That 12-gauge, I would say within 35 feet there was probably at least 15 to 20 people, and there would have been way more people. I mean, there'd been no way he could have missed everybody.
This is Dale Wetzel at the Great Plains Examiner.
More on that story from Saturday night. My friend Tom Wheeler, who's a parishioner at St. Michael's Church in Ray, is on our telephone here this morning to chat about that incident on Saturday night. Tom, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I would imagine that even a few days later, this still has to be one of those deals where you think it's some sort of bad movie, huh?
Yes, that's exactly the way it is, Scott. You just want to go to sleep and wake up, and it was a bad dream, and it never happened. It did. And it's amazing for that things ended up the way they did. No one was hurt.
When you first noticed this individual, I mean, just walk us through it. I understand he walked in rather late, so the fact that someone would be coming into to church that long after Mass started was in and of itself a bit unusual. But walk us through when you noticed it and what you were thinking at the time.
Well, you hear the door opening, someone's late, and you don't think much of it. But for some reason, I usually don't look, but I did look because just the corner of my eye, and then you turn fully because this is weird. And the guy got a shotgun in his arms, and it's sticking out in front of us, And I'm towards the back of the church, so he's, almost right beside me. And he hollers at the priest. He said, "Father, stop talking or be quiet or something," and he tells him to come here. And he tells all the prisoners to go to the outside walls, move to the outside walls. So, of course, everyone slides over. People are all on the floor. People are laying down in the pews, and the priest does not falter. He just steps off the podium, and he walks directly to this guy that's got a gun, shotgun pointed right at him. And as he does, this individual says, "I don't want to shoot you, Father, but I will. I have to." And he pulls out a big black garbage bag, and he kind of throws it at the priest, Father Benny, as he's walking towards him. And he said, "You go around and collect money from everyone here." And at that point, I was somewhat relieved because when he first came in, I thought, well, this is a crazy guy that's just here to shoot, for religious reasons, shoot people. And when he said he wanted money, I was somewhat relieved because I thought, well, he can take the money and leave. So Father Benny walks around with this garbage bag, and people are throwing money in it, and he takes it to this guy, and he gets ready to leave. But in the middle of all this, he says, "You can see my face, and I don't care." And of course, that scared me too, if he didn't care that we saw his face. And he's, he's used some profanity, and it was quite an ordeal. And he made some comment to Father, and he said, "Well, give me 5 minutes first." And he said, he made some Father about, "Thank you, Father," or something. And, things happen fast. I just can't recall exact words, but he also said some of "bless everyone" or something to that effect, and out the door he went.
I can't imagine the sigh of relief as he turned to walk out. It must have been quite the feeling to know that, hey, we've just survived this ordeal, huh?
Yeah, well, we're hoping we did, but, you don't know if they're going to come back. You have no idea if he's waiting outside the door, and someone started going towards that door, and then myself and Nathan Schell, we ran to the front of the church inside, and then there's an outside door at the front of the church. So we went to that door and looked out, and then we saw his van. He was getting in his van, and he starts it and going to leave. And then when he starts to leave, we step outside, and we run to the street side of the church where he was parked, and we saw him go around the block to the east, and we just decided to get in my vehicle and follow him. I mean, we were not going to chase him down or confront him. With all the traffic going through Ray with the oil field, it's just unbelievable traffic. We thought he'll get away. Someone doesn't follow him. So we followed him, and he went to the highway too that goes through Ray, and he turned and went west. And we turned a block sooner, and we went over to the west side of Ray, and the highway meets up there. And as we turned south, and he went by in front of us heading west. So we dropped him behind him, and we had at least two vehicles that we knew of between us. And we just stayed back, and of course we called 911, and Nathan was talking to 911 as we went west, and we said we were at this mile postmark at this mile, and as we each one we'd relay that to them, and they asked us what kind of vehicle we had. We gave them that and his license number. They asked for his if you could ID him and what he was wearing and stuff, and Nathan said he had a blue cap, and I think he said a brown coat, and I didn't think about it till that point. I had no idea what he was wearing. I had absolutely no idea what he was wearing.
I don't think I would keep track of that detail either. So you guys are following him the whole way just so you can let law enforcement know where he's at, traveling
right
west on Highway 2, huh?
Yeah, and we stay, and then, he gets closer and closer to the Pilot truck stop, which is at the 13-mile corner. That's 20 miles west of Ray. And we're thinking, well, if he gets in that big truck stop, it's huge, that all the vehicles are there, we might lose him, and we don't want to go in there looking for him. And so but he's, at this time we can see when he goes up the hill, he's over half mile ahead of us as he goes. So we we did single lane traffic, seeing a speed limit 60 miles an hour. These trucks and others were going about 55, so we did pass this pickup and truck and got around them to get keep him in sight. And then as we got to the truck stop, there was a vehicle parked on the eastbound lane off the highway, and the headlights were aiming north. And as we went by, that vehicle pulled in right behind us and shot up right behind us. And I'm sure it, you know, identified our license numbers, and they assumed that we're the ones that called in. And anyway, then for some reason, this suspect, he went past the entrance that goes in the pilot truck stop. He went just past it, and then he pulled way down, way off the shoulder, pulled way over. Well, we just, you know, we were back behind the ways, but we thought, well, we're going to, you know, so we just went on by, like we're just anyone driving by. We went on by, and then, of course, the police officer was right behind us, and he pulled over and turned his lights on this guy. And then we pulled off on the road going to the north, and then another police officer pulled in, the lights flashing, and this individual took off, and he went further down the road, like an eighth of a mile, and then he pulled over again, and by that time there was many highway patrol, sheriff's department, Tioga police, and Williston police cars there. There was many of them. And then then we just saw, you know, you can't really see the action. It's over anyway. So we were relieved with that. We just.
Oh, but when did you learn that he was wanted for murder back in Illinois?
About 24 hours later. And that's when it really hit me. And of course, then there was, you know, you could go on the internet and find the news. People were calling us, calling my wife and I, telling us about this thing. And you can look up this. They had his name, and so we Googled his name, and there it was. And when it was an individual that killed his mother.
Yeah.
And his wife or girlfriend, you know, something, they're not sure in that yet. And you just think, wow.
And evidently just fleeing that incident and by fluke headed to Highway 2 and stops in Ray, right? I mean, no connection to the area or anything.
Well, that's apparently, we have no idea, being interested to find out. And we wondered what's the history here. See, because he did make the comment during this robbery that I'm desperate. And it was more than that, but he said, you know, he was really desperate. Well, one, it was, he got a family that's hungry, that, you know, you just want, you don't think about a murder person stopping at the church. You think, yeah.
Wow.
You know, so we were stunned. Everyone is just stunned and.
Well, thankfully, you know, it ended well. He's apprehended and it's just a scare. No kids were there, as you said earlier, by the grace of God.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
It's amazing. We always have children in church, and we have, you know, children are the altar servers. And for some reason that night, there were absolutely no children in church. The altar servers weren't there. For some reason they weren't. And, you know, it had to have been an act of God, as far as I'm concerned, that there were no children there to witness.
Did you get your money back, by the way?
No, not yet, but I suppose it will, but it's evidence.
It's evidence now. Hopefully everybody will get their money back, too.
And,
so the suspect has been apprehended.
We're relaxed somewhat, and we're having fun with it. And of course, people joke me about it. We make jokes about it now.
It's easy now, but boy, I tell you, what a tense situation. Tom, thanks for sharing the story with us. Glad everybody's safe, and our best to Father Benny. Sounds like he was a real hero in the ordeal. And everybody at St. Michael's and Ray, appreciate you joining us today. Thanks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon. Mark Scoglio back with us. Monday Night Football, a couple of good teams.
Wow.
Good games.
Sub quarterbacks.
How about the Green Bay Packers getting thrown the curveball with their QB is going to be out for a while.
Wow.
They might need Brett Favre. Unbelievable. By the way, I as much as I enjoy your sports reports in the morning, I got mine from a 10-year-old this morning on the way to school.
Well,
one of the neighbor boys rode with us to school this morning, and he'd given me the rundown on Sunday of football, so I asked for Monday Night Football, and I got it all chapter and verse.
Good for him.
It was hilarious. I loved it. I mean, down to the you know, play calling and the whole work. So it was quite fun. You and I had a wonderful time last night at the Cupcakes for Life event. Bishop John Fulda did an amazing job. The students, the youth, are amazing too, aren't they?
All around, what a good. I'll tell you what, folks. America ain't done. We got a lot of great kids in America.
Yeah, that's what I love about the pro-life movement. It's full of energy from youngsters, and they're going on a trip in January to March for Life.
You know, students from all across North Dakota will participate, then all across the country.
And they raise so much money that it's only going to cost them $333 each for a five-day adventure.
Yes, thanks to events like Cupcakes for Life last night, which was
one lady came with $2,000.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
And because Mark was there, Haley, who's our youngest, said, Mark, I want you to come over and play a little game after. So that's what we were talking about at the beginning of the program. Bean Boozled.
Oh,
it's a little jelly bean game that you can buy, and they have a number of different jelly bean flavors in there. They have, so for instance, the blue one is either a berry blue taste to the jelly bean, or it's wet wipes. Right?
Oh, grim, man.
There's Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. And they're identical. You have to.
They look identical, like little jelly beans, a little flecks on it, and
one tastes good, and the other tastes horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And really, like grass.
Yeah. Grass clippings or lime.
And I got the grass clippings, and it was like really sour old grass that you find underneath a lawnmower.
Haley was very excited to have you play the game.
So oh, I'm sure you. She enjoyed my facial expressions thank and my you. Nausea.
Thank you for stopping by.
After one of the most expensive cupcakes I've ever eaten. But, folks, if you've never seen Crescendo, if you've never understood the value of one life, oh, my gosh.
Is that movie out now? They showed an 11-minute movie last night.
Oh.
And it is it's the story of
the true story
of Ludwig van Beethoven.
Yeah, you gotta Google this, folks. You never know.
Is that a full length movie?
No,
they condensed down to 11 minutes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was magnificent.
It was. Yeah,
but shocking, painful.
It was very, very good.
Oh,
very, very good. Anything else on sports wise you want to?
Well, Martin hit 5 3-pointers again. The Timberwolves shot 28. They missed the other 23.
You're revved up about those T-Wolves.
They lost by 1 point, missing 23 three-pointers. They're playing defense, fast-breaking. They look great. And Caleb, who won the first game with a three-pointer at the buzzer, missed it this time. But they're a great team.
Somebody tweeted me, was there an actual shooting or just a crazy guy with a shotgun?
Crazy guy with a shotgun.
The shooting, unfortunately, happened a few days earlier in Illinois, where this guy killed his own mother.
And wife.
And was it his wife?
Yeah.
Or live-in or something, right?
Yeah, or I think it was wife and mother.
Sad, awful, awful deal. Terrible. Thankfully, there wasn't a shooting in Ray, but horrible situation to answer the tweet. There you go. All right. How about some weather? You up for that, Mark?
I am. You know what? They're getting some. Looks like if down around the cities, there's a winter weather storm watch in half of Minnesota.
So be glad.
Or missing us.
Be glad. I don't see snow. There is into the weekend, there's a slight chance of some snow rolling in. But let's start in the valley first. Partly sunny, upper 30s today. Low tonight around 19. It's getting cool at night. Sunny tomorrow and a high near 42. Wednesday night, cloudy, low around 26. Thursday, sunny, about 45. Then we get into Friday, chance of snow in the morning, then rain and snow, cloudy, looks like about 40, chance of precip 50% on Friday, and into the weekend, Saturday, rain and snow. But Mark's right, down in Minnesota, they're talking as high as 7 inches with that winter storm event, but closer down to the Twin Cities. Out in the oil patch, sunny near mid-30s today, low to mid-30s. Tonight, clear about 20. Tomorrow, sunny about 40. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 22. Sunny on Thursday, 41. Friday, then, some snow in the patch, a possibility as well, before noon. About a 40% chance there with a high near 36. Saturday, sunny, 34. Sunny on, cloudy, rather, on Sunday with a high near 37 degrees. Right now, a little trip around the region weather-wise. Here is what we are looking at for temperatures. In Tioga at this hour, mostly sunny and 14 degrees, by the way. And Minot, mostly sunny, 18 degrees. Williston is at 18 degrees at this hour. Out east, Fargo 25 and clear. Grand Forks, scattered clouds 26. Jamestown clear 23. Devil's Lake clear 22. Wahpeton clear into 28. Valley City clear in 25. And over in Minnesota, our friends in Fergus Falls 27 and clear. Thief River clear 25. Alexandria mostly cloudy 30 degrees.
Have you ever heard of Mr. Incognito? Mr. Incognito, this crazed Miami Dolphin bully, his name is Richie Incognito, and they're dropping him from the team. Incognito means almost invisible, you know, sneaking around incognito, like in a different outfit. They're dropping incognito from the Miami.
Well, was it harassing?
Harassing people, bullying people in public, in the locker room, just a real icky guy.
NFL player.
NFL player being dropped for bad behavior.
Good.
And his name, but his name is incognito, and now he's going to live up to it.
Off to the phones next on What's On Your Mind, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.